Welcome back to the Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. Of course, it's a... Why are you laughing at me? I'm just starting, and she's already laughing, people. I was just...
You sound so excited. I'm just excited for you.
I was just going to say that's an official podcast of the New England Patriots, and that I am Lori Baranski, joined with Stacey McIntyre, a third-year vet. You know what that means?
It's all over after this.
Yep, but we won't even talk about that, because you got a long way to go. Anyways... Welcome, Stacey Jink. Thank you for joining us.
No, thank you.
So, this is your third year.
My third year.
Second year as a captain. Yeah. Lots of things going on. How'd you find time to make it in here for little old me?
Well, actually, I'm on my way to work, so I figured it's
She is such a brat. Nothing
I figured
for me.
It was convenient. Sorry.
You're lucky. I love you. Anyways, so here we are at Gillette Stadium. Was it raining when you came in?
No, it's actually very humid, and I think it's going to be thunderstorms.
I heard.
I think it's really humid.
It's
really,
supposed to
really
go through the weekend,
which is good for you. Because that means Saturday practice won't be outside, but
that's exactly what it means. So you came back from Punta Cana a couple weeks ago. Yes. How was it there?
It was really hot and humid. It was like Florida times 100.
Really?
Like, as soon as you walked out of the door, there was like a layer of sweat just on your skin the whole time. But other than that, it was fun. The staff there was absolutely amazing. They talked to you all the time. Obviously, it's Dominican Republic, so everyone speaks Spanish. I didn't know what they were saying, but...
You tried, right?
I tried.
Good. Now, did they have like an entertainment staff?
They did. They had an entertainment staff. Actually, they threw us a party on the beach one night.
Oh, that's awesome.
We had a dinner on the beach.
There's
and
pictures,
then a
actually.
Party on the website.
Yeah, there's pictures on the website. So make sure you guys go visit that. It's patriots.com/cheerleaders. There's tons of pictures up there. You guys look adorable.
We had a great time. It was really fun. And then other guests from the hotel started coming down and like dancing with us. And
oh, good.
It was fun.
That's really good. How was your calendar shoot?
My calendar shoot was, I think... the best out of my 3 years.
What was the scenery? Tell me.
Okay. So I wore a bright yellow bathing suit, just very plain, but it was in the shower, and it was outdoor shower, and it was tiled. It was all tiled in the back, and it was blue tile. So it was like bright, like royal blue kind of tile.
That's okay. We understand you're excited. It's fine.
Against like the yellow bathing suit. And at the beginning, I was wet, but just my body was wet. And then after a while, Tracy wet my hair, and
that's awesome. I cannot wait to see the pictures. We had a wet girl last year, if that makes any sense. Alicia Costume did the shower scene, but it was kind of like a pool. It was more of a pool scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is so, more of a shower scene.
Yeah. It's more, you can tell it's an outdoor shower, but, it doesn't look like it's very open. You know, you can tell it's around the pool area, but it looks like, you know, it could be anywhere.
Right.
You just see, like, the blue and the yellow. And
so you're satisfied?
I am very satisfied.
I can't wait to see it. What was your favorite location of all the shoots? Because I'm sure you went to most of them, and you got to see them. Were they all, like, on the premises?
They were all on the premises. There were a lot of beach shots, but there were a lot of, they had these huts. So some of them were done under the huts. Some of them were done in the walkways. Everyone had something totally different, even though it's hard to find a lot of locations, especially when you're at a resort and
right.
It's not too much going on there. But somehow they found places for people to shoot.
That's awesome. I think you guys are going to have an amazing calendar. Just from looking at the pictures online, you're going to have an amazing calendar. Who do you think is going to be the cover?
I do not know.
Yeah?
I don't know.
What if you have a cover?
I would be very excited. I doubt it, but I'd be very excited. I just never thought of, I want to be the cover. I mean, I think it's a great thing to happen, but...
It's not something that you're worried about or anything.
No. As long as I'm in the calendar.
Right. That's how I always felt. You know, last year we did a whole Comcast thing.
Yeah.
And one of the questions was... Pretend you made the cover of the calendar. How do you feel? And I'm sitting there, I'm like, is this even right? Can you even ask me this? Like, this is just murder.
You can't pretend.
That's like. Horrible. Anyways, rewind, fast forward, whatever.
Hi.
Stacey's enjoying this all the way. So what else you got going on? Tell me about your line. You got a new line this year.
Yes, I have a new line. We have 4 rookies. I think we have actually the most rookies
in the line.
In every line. So we have 4 rookies, but they're doing a great job.
Good.
It's me and Brianna that are captains together.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, we work well together. We feed off of each other. She's like high energy all the time, and I'm very like serious and yep. just get it done and guide. Holiday. I'm yelling out guiding all the time. That's our one issue I see happening already is our guiding, but dancing
it's early.
Great. Yeah.
It's way early. You guys have plenty of time to fix up on that. And guiding is simply just lining up with the person next to you, and then she lines up with the person next to her, and so on and so forth. That way there you have a complete straight line when you're dancing. And people that are way up in the 300s can still tell it's a straight line if you guide. You know, otherwise it looks like a diagonal or scattered, you know.
Everyone looks lost.
Right. You just look like you have a bunch of people dancing if you don't guide.
I do have to say our line has great kicks.
Yeah.
We do have great kicks.
Good.
I'm usually yelling at everyone, but...
How are the kick drills this year?
They're good. Yeah. We've changed it up. Sometimes we do 6 counts of 8 and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
And sometimes we do 3 sets of 3 and yep. then 2, 1. Yesterday, actually, we did our set of 8 and then we went back to 6. So we started off with 1 count of 8 and then we went back to, we started at 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
How'd you like that?
I actually didn't like it because I always feel as though, like, that last count of 8 is my actually strongest.
Right.
Because I'm pushing because I only know it's 1 count of 8, you know? So I like feeling like I'm tired, but I'm still actually working hard.
Yep.
Whereas when one's at the beginning, it's not hard to start with.
Right. Plus to have to do one set and then do six. That's a huge
difference.
We actually
got really excited because I'm like, oh, 1 count of 8? Maybe yeah, I can imagine. We're going to repeat that a couple times and we're not going to do 6 counts of 8, but that didn't happen.
What a tease that Sormonti. She's a dirty one, that Sormonti. Love it. Especially that I don't have to do it.
Thanks a lot. Still there.
I miss you guys, though. So anyways, you in your downtime in the off season had a lovely, lovely thing happen. Tell us about it.
Well, I went to Hawaii and I got engaged.
Engaged, people, if you didn't hear that. Engaged. To whom?
To Carl.
Who you met?
In Japan.
When?
One of the tours. I met him on the Patriotic World Tour in
Japan.
Which was
the best tour of your life.
It was the best tour of my life.
Because I was there.
Yeah, so and Carl was there. So we are planning to get married sometime in April, May of next year. I'll be moving to Florida at the end of this season. Moving to the Tampa area.
So exciting. So excited for you. And the ring, I know you guys can't see it, but it is gorgeous. It fits her finger perfectly.
He did a good job. He took it all by himself.
And she got engaged in Hawaii. Tell us the story.
Well, we were on the beach one day, and he was really nervous, and he got quiet, and I kept on asking him, are you okay? And he just kind of joked about it and, you know, laughed everything off. So we decided that we were going to take pictures of, I was going to take a picture of him. He was taking a picture of me at sunset. And then after I take a picture of him, he gets down on one knee, and he asked me to marry him.
And of
course,
you say
I said yes.
Aw, I'm so happy for you.
I'm very excited.
I'm going to be the maid of honor, and...
You know, I have a lot of people that have claimed that spot.
Whatever, I win. What's your color going to be?
I don't know.
Are you going to wear white?
I don't think so. I think I'm going to go with an off-white.
Yeah.
Not a champagne, because that's a little too...
Too off?
Too off, but maybe like a cream.
That's fine.
I've never seen myself in a white dress.
No.
I think it's going to be a small wedding.
Yeah.
Not too many people.
Well, I want to be there.
We're going to have a reception up here also.
Okay. So. As long as I'm there.
You can come. You're invited. Nothing's, like, set in stone yet. We haven't decided whether we're going to have the reception before I leave for Florida or...
After.
Have
you registered anywhere yet?
No. We haven't done that. But
isn't that weird to say that you have to register?
But, you know, I think we've been looking... We've decided that we're going to go to St. Lucia for our honeymoon.
Ooh,
so,
pretty.
We think we're just going to have register so people can basically give money so that we can... rather than give gifts, because actually last month we went down to Florida for 3 days and we looked at a house, and right now we're in the process and we're going to buy a 3-bedroom
that's
two
awesome.
Bath house.
Three bedrooms. 2 children?
We're not looking into children.
Sure,
anytime
<they're not>.
Soon.
No, I would never do that to you. I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy.
No, we're not having kids anytime soon. We've decided.
Well, if you do ever have kids, then you'll have to send them to the Junior Patriots Trailer Program.
Yes.
Which is coming up. Are you excited about that?
I am very excited about that.
it's a very long day for you guys because you have to go to practice right after.
Yes, we do.
But I'll be there. I'll be there helping out. I can't wait to see some of the girls.
A lot of kids, hopefully.
Hopefully. And is it going to be at Fort Kicks, Gina?
I don't know. I was about to ask you. Hopefully it's indoors again.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be indoors.
1 year outside was
right.
Not good. But.
But I'm pretty sure it's going to be inside. I know they can register still online. Again, mm-hmm. patriots.com/cheerleaders, and everything is there. Check out the pictures from previous years.
The kids have a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
It's tons of fun. And you know the best part is they get to perform on a preseason game day.
Yep.
But with you guys. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of exciting because we always do like a a pregame performance. Yep. And the fact that they get to be a part of that is really
exciting.
Priceless.
Yep.
And you know what? I think we were just talking about this on the last podcast, that this year will be girls trying out that have like been a part of
yes.
the program.
Yeah.
So that will be interesting.
Yep. That is true.
Anyways, moving right along.
Moving right along.
Anything else going on? Any tours coming up? Good things going on?
I don't know. Hopefully, I mean, we've been invited back on the tour. I mean, whether it's actually set in stone yet.
Right.
We don't know, but the OSG tour.
Good, good.
So hopefully we'll be participating in that.
So pretty much just practicing now.
Just practice, and it's great we get to practice on the field now, like as I was talking about.
That's awesome. In your boots?
In no boots.
Not yet.
No boots yet.
We got plenty of time for that.
Well, when we were in Punta Cana, we actually did a show for the hotel.
Oh, that's right.
The guests at the hotel. So the rookies got to experience dancing in the boots.
How'd they do?
They did a good job, and we were on, like, concrete. So if you can dance on concrete, you can basically do anything. And we were, like, in the tightest area possible.
Really?
Yeah.
And you did a good job?
Yeah, I think we did good.
Good.
I mean, we weren't sure how many people were going to actually come. Because it's a resort and people are relaxing and going to the beach. And
they don't want time constraints.
Exactly. So, but I think we got close to like 100 people.
Oh, good.
We went through at least 300 autograph cards. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And when you did the posters this year, mm-hmm. anything different?
Actually, we haven't done the posters.
Oh, I thought you did it down there.
No, we actually, Jim, the photographer, is going to come back up here and do our posters and headshots. Sometime next month.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. You get to have the New England feel
yeah.
in it. So I'm so glad you guys had a blast. I cannot wait to see your picture. Do you have any idea what month you want to be? Let's make a prediction.
I think, because of the yellow, I will be a summer month.
I'm going to go with July.
I would go with July, too.
Because my birthday's in July.
Oh.
And don't you want to be my birthday month?
Yes,
month
so you
of the
can
year?
Look at me.
Yes. That's why, exactly. Anyways. Thank you very much for joining us,
Stacey. Thank you for having me.
Let me just say really quick, if you have not yet checked out MySpace, make sure you do. We're going to be uploading some new photos from the trip and all that good stuff. It's under construction right now, but you'll see some changes very soon. And, of course, it's myspace.com/patscheerleaderchitchat. If you have any kinds of questions for Stacey, for myself, or any other girls on the team, please write in. We encourage, if you want something addressed, I know it's prom season. Tell me about your prom. Tell me what you want to hear us talk about. Just write in to today@patriots.com. And if we address your question, concern, anything, story on here, you could possibly win something very nice. Because the Patriots Pro Shop is having a very good sale coming up soon. And we'll talk about that next week. So thank you once again. I keep thanking you. You should love this.
Thank you.
Until next time, I'll see you on the sidelines.